This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Bad month for Democrats so far. Bad year for Democrats so far. Huh, somebody predicted this. I don't know who, but maybe it was Kevin Jackson of the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Maybe I did it. Maybe I was the one that said, you know what, I don't think it's going to be a very good year for the Democrats. In fact, I know it was. Not trying to pat myself on the back because I don't need to. The facts be the facts, okay? Okay, where do we start with a bad month? The week of February the 7th, you want to know what they were saying? All week, bad week for Democrats. It was a bad week for the Democrats. You want to know why? Because of the State of the Union address. They had shut down the government. Nancy Pelosi wanted the government reopened so they could allow for immigrants to come in, illegals, to come into this country and to continue killing at will. The people who are for sanctuary cities, sanctuary states, sanctuary colleges and universities, but using your tax dollars to actually give health care, to give welfare, to give all the rights, all the entitlements of a citizen to somebody who hasn't paid a thing, to somebody who won't get in line and do it the right way through our very legal system. And those are the people they're wanting to protect. And then they're using the government, they're using your tax dollars and demagoguing an issue in order to make themselves look good. That's where we started. So Donald Trump says, you know what? I don't want to do your State of the Union. I'll do it. He played by the rules, I guess is what I'm saying. He said, I'm not going to go through the Senate. I'm not going to do one on my own. It would have garnered amazing support, but he didn't. He says, you know what? I'll open the government for 2 weeks, and you guys get your act together, and if you give me a program that I like, I'll sign it. If you don't, maybe I'll sign it, and then I'll declare a national emergency, and we'll get to that in just a bit. But the State of the Union gave Donald Trump a bump in the polls. We'll talk about those in just a bit. I'm just talking about the bad week and now the bad month that the Democrats are experiencing, which, by the way, is going to translate into a bad year for the Democrats. What else did we get? State of the Union, Trump polling, then we got blackface politicians. Oh my gosh, the governor that they put into office, that they railroaded into office in Virginia, he was supposed to be a centrist. Then he was determined, oh my gosh, he's a racist. You want to know why? Because he did blackface when he was 13 years old or whatever it was. So then they said, you know what? Perfect way to, you know, shoehorn a black dude into a governorship. So that's when they said, hey, let's get our black lieutenant governor and let's make him governor. And you know what happened then? Well, sexual abuse. Holy cow, Democrats, what are you going to do? You can no longer shoehorn your black guy in there. So now he's in trouble. The Virginia Black Caucus has abandoned him. The Virginia, all these different groups are abandoning him. He's probably going to lose his career in a law practice. And I say, good riddance. Good riddance. Way to go, Me Too movement. Way to go, Black Lives Matter. Way to go, blackface or whatever else. Because you know what? Liberalism destroys. It destroys itself, too. And this is what we're witnessing. In the real world, I would be sympathetic for the guy. I'd say, you know what? Let's look at what he's done. Let's analyze it. Let's make sure that he's being accused, blah, blah, blah. But we've been through Kavanaugh. We've been through Donald Trump. We've been through many other iterations of this. So you know what? Turnabout's fair play, leftist. Oh, yeah, we're going to talk real talk today and every day. It's not anything different. We do this every day. Glad you guys are here. What else? Bad week for the Democrats. Do I need to summarize? State of the Union, Trump polling, blackface politicians that led into sexual abuse. Holy mother of Harvey Weinstein, we're back to where we started. Then what about this? Let's kill babies even after they are on the, you know, the ninth month and about to be born. It's still okay. As long as that baby is still in the vessel that carries it, it doesn't matter. And let's giggle about it. Let's laugh about it. You want to know why? Because most of them babies are black Karens. We're killing them Negroes at the date of birth. And them fools don't even get it. No problem. And, oh, you know what? You're crazy because you want to protect the kid. Just like you'd be crazy if, so, you know, there was a charging, I don't know, crazy rhinoceros coming at a kid and you grabbed it and ran up a tree. You would be crazy to do that, right? See, they want you to feel bad. You, we, us conservatives, we should feel bad. I use a lot of pronouns here, didn't I? You, we, us, them, they, you, her, his. Sound like Captain Kirk. Oh, man, what else did we get? Mocking of the victims of crimes of illegals. The people, the angel mothers, the people who've lost their daughters and their sons to the heinous crimes committed by illegals. And these people tell us, oh, illegals don't do it. Can it commit any more crime than others? We got a clip of Acosta talking to the president about this. So I'm going to cover a lot of these issues today, folks. I ain't going to let you down. No, no, no. I'm going to give you some stuff here. I'm going to give you some meat on the bones. Then what else did we get? We got, I'm talking about the bad week that has turned into a bad month that will turn into a bad year. That is our theme of today. Bum, 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 bum. What else did we get? We got Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who gave us the Green New Deal. I keep wanting to call it what is wrong, but it was the Green New Deal. See, it was the New Deal of FDR, and she was going to give us the green version. Oh, yeah. And how did that go over? Like a pregnant pole vaulter. It didn't go over very well. So now the Democrats are playing, you know, recovering from that. They're running like scalded dogs from it. Well, it was a Republican plant. I didn't say all that. Yeah, it was a leak early, too early. We were still putting the final touches on it. They gave more excuses than Hillary Clinton gave for losing the election. The Green New Deal. Oh, yeah. And then we get to one of my favorites. The hoax. The hoax crime of a Holly weirdo that I told you guys. I told you guys, Jussie Smollett, this was bigger than what you were thinking. This was something that you needed to pay attention to. Because it hits on so many levels. It's supposed to be racism, right? It's supposed to be homophobia. It's supposed to be all these things. It's supposed to be the reason why Donald Trump should have never been elected. And you know what it did? It backfired on these leftists the same way the State of the Union did, the same way the blackface politicians did, the same way the illegals and the border stuff is going to, and all the same way the Green New Deal backfired. Because that's what liberalism does. That's what leftism gets, is a backfire. I'll talk more about this hoax crime guy. Then we got an openly anti-Semitic congresswoman who is just off the rails. She's crazier than Ocasio-Cortez. We got a border wall, and probably the biggest story of all, we have an ex-FBI G-man saying, hey, we did try a coup against the president. Bad week, bad month, bad year. Glad you guys are here listening to Kevin Jackson. We got a lot of stuff today.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Bad week, bad month, bad year for Democrats. Bad decade. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. It's going to be a bad decade for Democrats. Leftism has suffered. Beginning in 2016. Now, let me say this. We started putting a dent in it early on. Yeah, pre-Candace Owens and Blexit and all this other stuff. Every time I go around people, hey, Kevin, you know that Candace Owens, you know Candace? And I go, look, I enjoy watching Candace work. But don't act like this girl, like before all this was going on, you know, what was happening? What about us other black people out here doing our jobs? And this isn't spoken based on jealousy, I promise you. It was not spoken based on jealousy. I speak based on truth. Going forward, let me just be very clear. As much as I respect the work of Candace Owens and Charlie Kirk, Charlie is one of my boys. I really admire this kid. But trust me, there are groups pushing this agenda forward in much more aggressive fashion than many of these other groups. And we're one of them. We got a project that we launched. We're hitting black cell phones. We're hitting 151,000 black cell phones in battleground states as a test. If it goes the way we go, we will hit millions repetitively with this test. It's gonna blow your mind. You'll get details of it shortly. Anyway, I'm talking about what's going to be happening in this next election cycle. You are going to drive it. And it, by the way, this isn't just a black thing. You white folks out there who've been apologizing for just being born. Yeah, you're just apologizing for being born.
I'm sorry, I was born white. Oh, my God, I'm so sorry.
You can stop. You can stop. And part of it's going to be the work that myself, Candace Owens, and others do. Larry Elder, Clarence Mason Weaver, etc. There's going to be a lot of us doing that stuff, but it's going to be up to you to go, you know what, enough is enough. I read off a list of the bad things that are occurring right now. This ain't black folks that drove the State of the Union. This isn't black folks who are talking about, who are driving Trump's polling. It's not black folks that are talking about blackface politicians on the Democrats. The Democrat sexual abuse, the mocking of the victims of crimes that are by illegals. Black folks aren't the ones mocking the Green New Deal. Black folks aren't the ones mocking the hoax crime by this Holly weirdo Jussie Smollett, which I'm going to get into. Black folks aren't the ones criticizing this openly anti-Semitic Muslim congresswoman who, by the way, wanted to make insurance companies responsible for paying for terrorist bombings. In other words, if you get one of your kids to get a $500,000 policy against one of your kids and make them a suicide bomber, then they would pay out. You think the black lotto of black kids getting killed and getting these payouts in cities is a big deal? Wait until she introduces what she wants here for us. It isn't black folks that are driving the discussion around border wall. It isn't black folks that are going to drive what's going to happen because of McCabe's FBI confession on 60 Minutes. Come on, people. It's you. Now, I'm glad black folks are there. I'm glad we're doing our part, but don't get it twisted. There's a lot of stuff you do that has nothing to do with us. Am I going to keep working? Absolutely. But my job is really to make you understand you are not the scourge of the earth. As far as this Jussie Smollett thing goes, Larry Elder tweeted, Tawana Brawley was unavailable for comment. Yeah, because this is what this is, another one of these things. And I tweeted this. How much video does Chicago PD have to watch of white people buying bleach? Every white person in the city who was doing laundry was suspect for the better part of a week because of this idiot, Jussie Smollett. And I put hashtag bleach prices plunge. That was good. Daddy S. Crackers, he had probably the funniest tweet on this that I had seen. He said, Kathy Griffin, quote, "No one can tank a career faster than me. Jussie Smollett, hold my bleach." Now that was funny. You know, it's like those rednecks, hold my beer, hold my beer. You know, famous last words of a redneck. Oh, man. We are feasting right now, conservatives. I hope you're having a good time listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. And by the way, spread the word. Let people know. They can get this show on Spreaker. They can get it on SoundCloud, iTunes, any of those platforms. iHeart, we are there. This guy wrote a piece in the Washington Times about a revealing 2 weeks for the Democrats. As I said, great week, great months, great year, and now great decade. He says it took just a fortnight for the Democratic Party to reveal to the American people just who they are and what they stand for. It began with Virginia Governor Ralph Northam, a politician whom his party likes to describe as moderate. Described in a cold, clinical way, the abortion policies he and his party are pushing at the state level under the guise of women's reproductive health. Let me tell you something, folks. If you want me to tackle abortion, I could put a dent in it so quickly it would make your head spin. Because all you got to do is make it about black folks. Make it about the killing of black babies, the targeting, the genocide, etc. And make Planned Parenthood the responsible person for it, because guess what? They are. That's all you got to do. Forget all the other stuff. Colorize it. Colorize it. Make it always about black babies. Make it always about black issues. tied into crime stats and all this other stuff, and it would be done. Black folks would talk about killing all these white babies. Be up in arms. Anyway, the guy says the infant would be delivered, Mr. Northam describes, sounding like a country pediatrician he was before entering the world of Democratic politics. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired, and then a discussion would ensue between the physician and the mother. Democrats, the party of keeping black babies comfortable after birth while their fate is discussed. Then Mr. Northam had to stave off a firestorm when a photo from his medical school yearbook page revealed a man in a KKK hood with a, I mean, I want you to understand, this is a guy that's talking about killing babies, black babies, mostly in 300% the numbers of other babies. And now he's in a KKK, you know, blackface, he's in blackface standing with a KKK guy. That couldn't look too good for the Democrats. He said, apparently when the future governor wasn't learning how to keep just-born infants comfortable before killing them, he was quite the racist jokester. Northam immediately begged for forgiveness for his transactions, which occurred in 1984, when it was a totally normal and acceptable to practice for, you know, a Klan hood or in blackface. Not the 80s, most of us remember, the writer writes. And the next day, he did a complete 180, not even being in the picture on his page in his yearbook. It was a simple error. After all, he had appeared in blackface another time as Michael Jackson. This was the beginning, folks. And I don't even know if I'd say it was the beginning, because the Democrats have had a bad year. I mean, they got all their eggs in the basket of Mueller right now. Mueller, please come back with something for us, baby, please. We need a fix. They're tapping their vein. Come on, Mueller. These drug addicts, these junkies. Waiting on Mueller to deliver. We got more to discuss.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com. For a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind, EscapeRightNow.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Democratic Attorney Generals from 16 states are suing the Trump administration over the president's declaration of a national emergency on the southern border. Ohio Senator Rob Portman, though, tells Fox News he believes the president is right in what he's doing.
people in Ohio care a lot about the drug issue right now because opioids have devastated our state. Well, guess what? 90% of that heroin's coming across the southern border. But also now we have an increase in crystal meth, and almost all of that's coming from Mexico. We do need to do more on the border with regard to immigration, but also with regard to stopping the drugs and also with regard to the trafficking.
Patrick Frazee is facing new charges in the death of his former fiancée, Kelsey Barrett. Colorado prosecutors charged Frazee with tampering with the deceased body and two sentence enhancers should he be convicted of murder. Investigators say Frazee killed Barrett at her home back in November, then hid her body. They have yet to find her remains. This is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh boy, Democrats, bad week, bad month, bad year, bad decade. Democrats, the party of unequal justice when politicians are accused of sexual assault. But suddenly they got one caught up. This was in after the Nordham stuff, folks. This is after the Virginia governor, the moderate, that the guy who talked so clinically about killing babies, specifically black babies, then he gets discovered that he's in a blackface standing with a Klansman, and then they decide to segue and pivot to the black dude. What's his name? Justin something or another, right? He was going to be the Justin Fairfax. Young black man going to step in and become governor. Then a woman accuses him of sexual assault. Then a second woman accuses him of sexual assault. And that, next thing you know, man, the Me Too movement's got to eat another one of its own. Two Democrats eaten by their own movements. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. So then Justin Fairfax loses his staff, the endorsement of the black caucus in Virginia. And then, what came next? Well, the Green Deal, the much ballyhooed savior of the planet that's going to be destroyed in 12 years. That was the first of Ocasio-Cortez's predictions. Then, within a decade, we're going to go to no energy needs from the grid. You can put your oil away, put your coal away, don't kill any more whales, don't chop down any more trees. We're going to do it with renewables. Oh, yeah. So then, people got a little bit of a whiff. Oh, wait a minute. That doesn't smell very good. And then they decided, you know what? We got to abandon this Green Deal thing because that's going to crush us. So they did. Then they decided to do this deal for border security, which limits the number of criminal illegal aliens whom federal law enforcement can detain after being apprehended when they've committed a crime. These people want killers on the street. Robert Menendez, he's a guy that, you know, sees prostitutes and sleeps with underage hookers. And he's decided to chime in on it. He says if a person has a driving while under the influence violation, Trump is now making that, saying that's criminal. Well, Bob, it is criminal. It's criminal for us, so why can't it be criminal for them? I want you to understand. Pay attention right now. Don't make me get my spoon out. He wants a crime that you and I go to prison for to be not a criminal offense to an illegal. Now, I don't know how to put that in any other way to make you have some sense about yourself, but that's just crazy talk. An illegal captured in the act of drunken driving outside of your 7-year-old elementary school should not face deportation or even be held for immigration officials to evaluate his case according to Democrat leaders. The Democrats want the illegal alien shoplifter right back in your store rather than in Honduras. They want the wife-beating illegal immigrant back with his family rather than in his own country. The party of keeping illegal criminals in your neighborhood until they murder somebody. They'll keep them around in an American jail for the rest of their lives if they need to, but God forbid we send them home. Oh my gosh. We got a lot to talk about, folks. Omar, radical Muslim, I'll get to her in a bit. But then we get the revelation by Andrew McCabe. And it's funny, when you listen, I don't know if you saw the 60 Minutes report, but Andrew McCabe sitting, he's saying, you know, the president seemed dangerous and I needed to do something. This is an individual citizen who decided to take it upon himself to have a coup against the president, and he says it, and he doesn't even realize what he's saying. And let me tell you something. Thank Jussie Smollett, because the Democrats love what's going on with Jussie Smollett right now, because we're not talking about Andrew McCabe, the guy who admits, we were trying to throw over the president. We were trying to subvert an election. Forget the Russians. I don't even want to hear talk about it. If a Democrat came up and said something about a Russian, pop him in the face. Don't be talking to me about no Russians. You were trying to steal the election with the FBI and the CIA and the NSA and all the people in the Obama administration who were complicit, which, by the way, are going to be dozens, if not hundreds. It may even be thousands. Oh, I'm not. There's no hyperbole here. It could be thousands. And then we get what was, I told you guys, I told you the Smollett story was huge. I told you it was huge. I told you it was a lie. Cause you, go back. You can go to my archives. First minute it came out, I said, that's a lie. That doesn't pass the smell test. A guy goes to get a sandwich at 2 a.m. in Chicago in a pretty tony area, and suddenly he's attacked by two unknown assailants who recognize him. I got enemies that from 20 years ago from high school that don't recognize me. I look better now. They're like, is that a better looking version of Kevin Jackson than when he was in high school? Look, this story didn't pass anybody's smell test. Don't let me get started here because I'm starting to repeat myself. But there were so many holes in the story, it's crazy. And to say you would have to be a lunatic to believe it is really such an that's downplaying it to such a degree I feel insulting. I feel like I'm insulting you by saying that. Of course you'd have to be a lunatic to believe that story. But now that leftists are forced to admit that they're lunatics and admit that Jussie Smollett is a lying scumbag, I'm just curious as to how this is all going to shake out. Yeah, Chicago PD has to be so, I mean, there are people in Chicago PD laughing now going, yep, we knew it. We knew this clown was faking it. We couldn't even say anything. They were hamstrung over political correctness. Couldn't say a word. But what do we find out? We find out Jussie Smollett set this whole thing up, hired two Nigerians, which I got to give him credit. He put two black people to work. Way to go. And, you know, which white people are complaining, wait a minute, Hollywood leftists are like, hey, those roles are supposed to go to white guys. What's up with that, man? Yeah, there's all kinds of tangential funnies that go with this. Hey, by the way, where are the late night comedians? Where are they on this? Jussie Smollett, man, he is ripe for humor right now. He said he was the gay Tupac. Well, now is he ready to take his bullets? Hey, Trevor Noah, Jimmy Kimmel, where are you guys? This guy is ready. I mean, come on. Haven't heard a word. Jussie Smollett, lying scumbag. I've been tweeting at this dude. I've been talking about this stuff. This is a man who wanted to set us up. It gets even better. I'm telling you, this story gets even better. I'm going to talk about this for the rest of this hour because there are new developments in this. Jussie Smollett set this up. There was a story that broke. He practiced it. Are you paying attention listening to the Kevin Jackson show? I just want to make sure y'all are still with me. Yep, they're there. I feel their pulse. He practiced this. This guy went all over, you know, oh, feeling sympathy. Oh, I'm something sorry, man. I feel sorry. They beat me up. This, that, and the other. This look, this is orchestrated beyond belief. And where are all the people that were, oh, it's a modern-day lynching. Hey, Kamala Harris, where are you, modern-day lynching? Cory Booker, where are you, modern-day lynching? Maxine Waters, Jesse Smollett, and I know his family, and he is a good man, and this and that, and it is a shame in this country, and all that. And I played a montage. I've been playing this montage because it's so fitting. All the media, this is a terrible, terrible 2019 America, 2000, hard to believe. No, it isn't. Let me tell you something. It ain't hard to believe that leftists would dare lie on us in 2019 America. Not hard to believe at all. It is very easy to believe, in fact. That's what they do. As Barack Obama would say, that's who we are. Yeah, that's who we are. Yeah, that is who they are. They are liars and scoundrels and connivers and scumbags. And that's why I call them that. And dare I say, lying skanks? Yeah. Hey, Fox. Hello. These people they perpetrated this lie, propagated it even further, tried to make it appear as if, you know, those MAGA-hat wearing pro-Trump rednecks had beat up that black gay guy. Yeah, right. None of it happened. And worse than that, it was all a setup, folks. This was orchestrated weeks in advance. Yeah, I'm going to get to that here in a bit. Weeks in advance, Jesse Smollett knew what he was doing. I don't know whether, you know, I don't know who all was involved in this. In fact, one guy tweeted a black dude, what's his name, Tajid something. He says, well, okay, so we now learn that, you know, this that Jesse, you know, lied about this. But what's the real story behind it? Like Donald Trump put a gun to his head. Like it was Trump and Putin planning it out and saying, hey, let's go set Jesse Smollett up. That's the kind of stuff we deal with. There are people out there, oh, but okay, so what, he lied? He brought attention to the greater good. Yeah, nice try, lefties. You ain't going to get away with that one. The greater good. The greater good is we should be looking at people for the content of their character. That's what we should be doing.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official National American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Time, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Woo, it's got to be some nasty crow. Some nasty crow. Black gay crow is what these lefties got to eat. Believing this crap that Jussie Smollett was talking about. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're talking to. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. Crazy stuff happening. Yeah. Leftists forced to admit, forced to come to the conclusion, to come to the realization that the guy that they put their faith in for just what, a couple of weeks, is a liar. He's nothing but a lying leftist scumbag. He set the whole thing up. Woo! Yeah. Hey, like we didn't know it. I said in the last segment, I haven't even read the story. It came across, I think, Jim Hoff, one of my buddies, Gateway Pundit. He says they practiced it. They practiced this thing. You know what they didn't practice? They didn't practice all those security cameras and stuff like that. You know what they didn't practice? Those leftists didn't practice logic and the idea that we were going to be going. Okay, wait a minute. You want us to believe two white dudes were watching Empire, two rednecks were watching Empire, pro-Trumpers, and they recognized Jussie Smollett and decided to kick his butt. Yeah. I just believe that did not even pass test one. Then we had to realize about all the other stuff, you know, that they had the noose, like they were carrying a noose around, or they knew how to tie a noose knot, you know, which everybody does, right? I mean, we're all Boy Scouts. I can tie a noose knot. Oh, and they carry around bleach with them. And I would love to go back now and see who planted that bleach bottle that the New York Post found near the scene of the crime about 4 or 5 days ago. Yeah, we found a bottle and it smelled like bleach. Yeah, where were you? At the laundromat? It's unbelievable. But here's what was really interesting about this story. Not long before this hoax attack on Jussie Smollett, there was another incident involving the TV show Empire. You guys aware of this? CNN reported this. A letter containing a white powder was sent to the Chicago set of Empire days before one of the show's stars, Jussie Smollett, was allegedly attacked by two men on January 29th. Chicago spokesman Anthony Guglielmi, whatever, I don't know how to say his name, told CNN that the letter received on January 22nd, a week before this attack, by the way, at CineSpace Studios, where the show is filmed, prompted a response from the hazmat unit. Guglielmi said authorities determined the powder to be aspirin, but declined to give details on the contents of the letter. A spokesperson for 20th Century Fox Entertainment, which produces the series, declined comment when reached by CNN. See, everybody is now shutting up. They're shutting up. Oh, by the way, we're keeping Jussie. This is what Fox said. You know, we're not going to do anything. I mean, this was a few days ago. It may have changed since then. I mean, it ain't like Jussie called some people lying skanks that were lying skanks. I mean, all he did was utilize the services of the Chicago Police Department, hazmat, and the FBI in a hoax, a race crime hoax, and gender crime, if you want to include the LGBT part of it. Go, you go, girlfriend. You go. Anyway, the FBI is leading the investigation into the letter, he added. I suspect if the FBI were serious about investigating this crime, I'm going to go out on a limb here. And I'm going to say they might want to take a look at Jussie Smollett. I mean, I'm no Columbo, you know, but brother thinks he might have a clue. What this proves, folks, is Smollett organized this entire hoax in advance. Why? Because let me ask you. Here's a logical question on this anthrax thing. Why would anybody want to send anthrax to the set of Empire? Why?
I didn't like the way y'all did that cliffhanger before that commercial in episode 3. I didn't like that, man. You know,
I don't think there are too many Americans concerned with a show about a black hip-hop mogul and the interactions of that whole business. I just don't think they would. The people that give that much care about it. As I wrote recently, this isn't Smollett's first time with a publicity stunt. He's a real drama queen, apparently. Insecure, uninformed, stupid egomaniac. Always on the defensive. And back in 2016, he did what I called a fan check. Yeah, well, he says, look, they're writing me out of this Empire. And, you know, he actually, it was a cryptic tweet that was like, I may not see y'all next season, and y'all better check it out or whatever. And then everybody's like, oh, man, I hope they ain't going to let your character go on Empire. I said three people on Twitter, probably people he paid, probably Nigerians. And then he was like, nah, I'm just playing. I'm just playing. I just want to see what y'all are thinking. You know, they'll keep me around as long as I don't raise hell or whatever. That's what he implied, like he's a real hellion on the set or something. I'm telling you, there's more to this story. Jesse Smollett is probably, he knew that thing, you know, that they were looking to get rid of him or something. Something came up. This isn't just just out of the blue. He planned this whole thing. He sent Aspirin to the set of Empire. Oh, I'm going to go out and say, what? What y'all looking at? My producers are like, oh, yeah, Kevin, you just going to put yourself out there? Like, yes, I'm going to put myself out there. I believe that Jesse Smollett is the one who sent the Aspirin to the set of Empire a week before he faked getting his butt kicked by two MAGA, you know, saying MAGA hat wearing pro-Trump rednecks. Reuters documented other suspicious powder attacks. And see, what I've noticed about these suspicious powder attacks and these attacks on the Democrats' buildings and these attacks on, you know, things that Democrats talk, is they're all set up. These fake, oh, somebody hung a noose on my door in my dorm room, says the black girl who hung the noose on her door of her dorm room. Yeah. Mystery powders and mystery this or that. Let me tell you something, people paying attention to Kevin Jackson right now, as you should be. Almost all these attacks, whether it's an attack on a mosque, whether it's an attack on a Democrat headquarters, whether it's an attack on a Democrat that they claim, almost all of them are done by Democrats, by leftists. But when a Republican, a conservative is attacked, it isn't us doing it. When Rand Paul got attacked, he got attacked by his neighbor who hated Rand Paul. When Scalise got shot, it wasn't a Republican they later found, oh, it's a Republican with his gun. You know how them Republicans are with the guns. No, it was a Democrat with his illegal weapon that shot him. And on and on and on. Here's the interesting part of this. When a Democrat threatens you, they're going to carry it out on you. When a Democrat is threatened by somebody else, it is a Democrat that's doing it. It's them that's doing it, not us. These are the people that threaten Donald Trump Jr. One guy in Texas threatened 150 different people. Lefties, lefty, 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 lefty. In almost all these cases of powder, it's a lefty. And the tactic is used by Democrats for two reasons, folks. One, to threaten somebody that they don't like. Or two, to garner attention for some lie that they want to promote. And that's what Jesse Smollett did. He sent what was supposed to be anthrax, aspirin, to the set of Empire to pretend that people didn't like them. That white folks were out there going, I can't believe they got that show about Empire on and they're letting black people be on TV and stuff. We got to stop it. Go, MAGA. Said nobody ever. Because nobody cares about that stinking show. They don't care about black leftism, gay leftism, feminist leftism, whatever. We just move on with our lives. And we accept people for what they are. Even these clowns known as leftists. He says he's the victim, and he's going to try to continue to play the victim. Jesse Smollett, they actually increased security for Jesse Smollett on the set of Empire because of what he did. They increased security for everybody. The studio incurred more cost because of this fraud. And then Jesse Smollett, do you know what he does? He turns down the security. Yeah. Turned it down because he wanted to appear tough. And then, along with the aspirin was a homophobic, racist letter, supposedly targeting him. Not that he's the only homosexual on the show. But, you know what it is. So they went to 24/7 armed security on this set because of Jesse Smollett. Terrence Howard even said, oh, it was scary, man. They went, it was frightening for what was in the letter, etc. And now, I want to know what Taraji Henson and Terrence Howard and others are going to say about this clown. I'm not going to let it go.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.